A cool 55 high atop Blue Hill. We're trying to dry out a little bit, but at least, again, we're high atop Blue Hill. You may not be so lucky. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45. Hope everyone's okay today.
Time to wake up.
Wake up.
Wow, you are so not a morning person.
You know,
you need to cheer up.
How do you suggest I do that?
There's nothing funnier than morning radio.
Where would I find that?
On the radio?
It's on right now.
All right, not a morning person.
Slow me up, then.
Can we start soon?
Let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Whether you've got a front yard full of water, a basement full of water, water everywhere. We're here for you. It's Morgan in the Morning right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
How you doing this morning? You high and dry? Or are you living on an island? You guys are great on Facebook yesterday, posting your pictures, your videos. And even my buddy Ryan Williams going live, Facebook Live from the Reagan Underpass, where it had become a public pool. That was entertainment. He was so funny through the whole thing, kind of like hosting the swim party. He wasn't quite sure he wanted to even go in murky water like that. God knows where it's coming from. Is it all just rain runoff, or is it like sewage backup from Sunbury? Who knows? But there were actually people swimming in it yesterday, and it was funny. I referred to it as the Reagan Street Not So Crystal Pool. But yeah, that was all right. And people actually doing time-lapsed photos of like that wet area in your lawn. Yeah, that was good stuff too. My friend Mike, good job, buddy. A small puddle in your front yard, and then by the end of the day, it's coming closer to the house, he said. I hope you worked out okay. A lot of people, you know, they were crossing their fingers on their sump pumps, not burning out, but we got through it. What a heavy rain yesterday. A steady, heavy rain. And even our very own Mark Lawrence inventing his own rain gauge with an on-the-mark travel mug and a ruler attached to it, measuring 5 inches of rain in our backyard here up on Blue Hill. I don't have anything to worry about. I live on a hill. The only thing I have to worry about is when I'm leaving at 5 a.m, put the high beams on and make sure the driveway is still there. I have a shared driveway that some of it's paved, but then when it turns into stone, it becomes like the Grand Canyon. During tough rain spells, and then it all washes out on the Knights Road. So you people coming around by the pond on Knights Road, you see all that stone and mud all over the road? Yeah, it's the remains of my driveway. But later this morning, I'm sure my neighbor Gene will fire up his old Ford tractor, that big blue and white monstrosity. I love it. And he'll be down there putting the driveway back together. Also had a lot of friends, checked in with a lot of friends who had, let's just say they weren't as lucky with the sump pumps and the backyards draining into their basements. That's just terrible. I tried to help out where I can. Lots of school delays today. Is that how I just said that? I'm having audio difficulty here. Forgive me. Anyway, a lot of 2-hour school delays and just a couple 3-hour delays. People out in SoCo, no school today because of power outages. So we'll keep you posted there. For all the information you want, our news radio station is all over the top of it. From Mark's homemade rain gauge right down to the latest school delays and closings and road closings. WKOK.com is where you want to go for all that info, all right? We'll check with Mark coming up. The late night sound bites are not happening this week. All of late night TV on another long holiday week vacation. Must be nice. We'll get back to those on Monday. Still to come, though, a lot of viral comedy, a lot of viral comedy, and a lot of pumpkin spice. How much is too much? We'll talk about it. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Two best.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Maybe you're living on the edge of a lake this morning as you continue to bail water from Ida. What a crazy day yesterday in central PA. My best of luck to all of you. Very frightening. In some areas, I posted a picture on our Facebook page of Ridge Road in Point Township. I said the Ridge Road log flume is now open because that's the way it looked. It wasn't deep water, but it was just enough that if you drove your car through, it was like, whoa, I think I'm floating. And tractor trailers that use Ridge Road and Norrie, first of all, stop. Second of all, we need that bypass. So I guess you cheating from Route 11 Northumberland to 147 Northumberland. You're sneaking across there. When you hit that water yesterday, it was just, it was a water show. It was like the Bellagio or something. It was like something from Vegas. It was nuts. Anyway, be careful this morning. Still a lot of water here, there, and everywhere. Mark will give us the details coming up with news. And sports with Rob and AccuWeather with Steve. A weather guy last night got caught on TV trying to report on Hurricane Ida, and his dog, which, by the way, is named Storm, was interrupting the broadcast. Kind of funny stuff.
Here's the forecast. As we go through the day tomorrow, yes, Storm is in the building.
The dog wants a treat, bud.
Walking on thin air. 31 degrees on Sunday. And then it does cool off as we move through the week.
Good stuff.
Storm says hi, too.
Yeah, give him,
and Storm's just
give him a treat.
Around looking for snacks.
Yeah. Looking for snacks. He's getting dinner soon.
So the dog's name is Storm. You know, I thought it was kind of cute. Look it up. I don't know if it's viral comedy yet, but if you Google the word Storm, the weather dog, maybe you'll get a lot more than I just played for you there. Funny stuff. I love going to Facebook and looking at pictures of dogs and kids. That I've talked about it before, but there were a lot of Labradors rolling in the water yesterday. You guys are great posting that stuff up. Continue, because it seems like the only creatures that enjoyed yesterday's heavy rain were the dogs, you know? News is next. Morgan in the Morning.
Friday.
55 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. You heading out to Wise's today to buy more pumpkin stuff? You go ahead on. Pumpkin spice. Even I'm getting tired of it, and I love pumpkin, okay? But pumpkin beer and pumpkin seltzer and pumpkin everything, even pumpkin dog treats. How far do we go? We'll talk about it coming up, and we'll talk about, speaking of Wise Markets, where you can find all your pumpkin stuff. They're doing something really cool in the community. We'll tell you what it is. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Attention, listener. Brace yourself. Pumpkin flavored everything is coming. You've been warned.
You better believe it, and I don't mind it, really. Everybody's complaining because some of it is rather extreme. Yeah, really, your doggy treats, do they have to switch the pumpkin in the fall? Rover doesn't care. He'll eat poop in the backyard if he needs to. There you go. But it all started with what? Pumpkin coffee, I think, is what, and I liked it. And then pumpkin-flavored creamer for your coffee, and I like that. And then the pumpkin ales came out, and I was like, wait a minute. But then I like them. Pumpkin cookies, pumpkin cakes, pumpkin everything. Pumpkin deodorant, don't think that's necessary. And then yesterday I saw that the seltzer companies are jumping on it this fall as well. So everybody who makes any kind of ciders or seltzers or anything, they'll have a pumpkin out. Budweiser is coming out with a plaid pack. I thought that was pretty creative. The Bud Light seltzers will come in a variety pack that's plaid for fall. And the plaid on the can and the case match the actual flavor. So if you buy the variety pack, it'll just be a regular plaid, like granddad's favorite chair in the living room that didn't match any other furniture. Yeah, that one. And then when you open it up, though, there'll be green plaid cans, and that's apple spice. And then there's an orange can, and that's pumpkin spice. And then there's Wow, there's like four different flavors in there. So if that's what you're into, if that's the kind of pumpkin thing you're into, that's good. I mean, go get it. I mean, what the heck? I'm not going to stop you. I'm a pumpkin kind of guy myself. You'll find me in Wise Markets looking for the pumpkin coffee and cookies. Yes. Matter of fact, Wise Markets has teamed up with 94KX to make a positive difference. Right here at home, it's called the Fight Hunger Campaign. Wise is aiming to raise money to donate non-perishable items to local, yeah, right here, local food banks, right here in our area. You can help by rounding up when you go to Wise. Donate $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever you want at the register. Just round it up. Thank you for your support from Wise Markets and 94KX. Soaking up the sun and pumping out the basement this morning. My goodness. So long, Ida. It's all good. It's Morgan in the morning. So you're going on vacation and you haven't had your vaccinations. So you just whip up your own vaccination card. Maybe you should know how to spell Moderna. Details coming up next. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, if you're going to fake a VAC card, make sure you don't have any typos. A 24-year-old woman from Chicago, Illinois, finally getting that Hawaiian vacation she so deserved. Book 'em, Dano. Her vaccination card misspelled Moderna. Yeah, and Hawaii's got huge problems with outsiders bringing in the COVID. So, hey, learn to spell before you become, like, that kind of person, all right? Because you can't spell Moderna.
Jail is now your fate. Your lying Hawaiian vacay didn't turn out great.
Ooh. Yeah. I always sneak the Beatles in where you can. News is next. Morgan in the Morning. Still 55 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. All right, here's the deal. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you're on the school board, or even if you're the governor of the state of Pennsylvania. School board meetings have become like pay-per-view extravaganzas. I mean, really, that's the way I feel. Coming up, a song that's going viral by a young artist named Nick Lutzko. And, well, let's give a sample of it.
I've been doing this every night, driving the state, looking for an open mic.
Actual using audio from various school board meetings across the country where people are screaming at each other.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
We'll visit that song, and maybe you could Google it and write your own local lyrics. That would be funny. Birthday buddies and more this hour.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It certainly is your life. You do what you want with it. You think you got freedoms. You think you could do things that you shouldn't be able to do. I think I'll drive without a license. Let's see what that gets me. That gets you in trouble. But when it comes to things like vaccines, I ain't getting no vaccine. It's my right. My kids don't have to wear a mask in school. Everything's getting so weird and out of control. I mean, look at the governor. How'd you like to be the governor of Pennsylvania? That job's got to be the worst job in the world. At the beginning of the pandemic, we all said he had too much power. This guy's got too much power. We got to take the power off him. So we did. And now he's like, when it comes to masking in schools, you guys do what you want. And then we can't decide what we want. So now he says, okay, you know what? You school districts across the state pretty much screwed it up. So now I'm going to tell you, you got to wear masks. Starting September 7th, everybody's got to have a mask on. Now everybody's all up in arms again. This guy can't go back to some rule that goes back to the 50s. What's wrong with going back to the 50s? When it comes to vaccine, I think we should go back to polio. That was deadly. Polio was deadly when the government said, we need vaccine. Everybody lined up. Hell yeah, give me mine quick. This is how far we've come. Now we're like, I'd like to argue about my rights. So enter artist Nick Lutzko, who wrote a new song, and it's going viral, about angry people at school board meetings.
I'm only happy when I'm screaming at my own.
That's real audio, too.
I've been doing this every night, traveling the state, looking for an open mic. The people are really fun. They're really loud.
And it goes on and on. I just think it's kind of like, I don't know, just a snapshot of America nowadays. Let me complain about something because my opinion is important. No, it's not. Sorry. Good luck with that hit record, Nick Lutzko. Hey, coming up, we don't have a late night soundbite because those guys have another week off. But I'm sure Lynn Hall will waltz in with the birthday buddies. Good news. We like to make people happy after we make them angry, I guess. Is that what we're doing? It's all coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, it must be time for...
Birthday buddies.
Yes, because you're here.
I am.
Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, no problem.
I thought maybe your basement would be full of water.
Well, usually it is, but there was nothing in it. I don't know why, but anyway.
Wait, usually it is?
Yes, usually we have at least 2 to 3 inches of water in our basement. Usually when it rains like that, yeah.
Yeah,
but
really?
Nothing happened last night. I went down at like 10 o'clock with a little tiny flashlight. I'm looking around. There's a teeny little puddle. That was it.
That so, may have been done by the cat. You don't know that
for sure.
It could
have been. You have no idea.
Oh.
But
well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you because
I lucked out of this one.
A lot of people not so lucky.
No, no.
And
water can do terrible damage. It's
a friend
awful.
Of mine just bought a brand new house outside Sealands Grove. She didn't know that the basement turned into a lake every time. The sump pump just couldn't handle everything that was coming in through the windows.
Oh, man, that's awful.
So good luck to her. Give her a couple of dryers and a couple of them big fans. Good luck with that this morning. And in other news, there were some fun things that happened.
I missed the swimming party.
I published a picture of Ridge Road in Point Township with the caption, "The log flume is open now."
So,
because when you drove through it, you just kind of felt your wheels coming off the ground. And you know how your dashboard blinks now? Oh, hey, Mayday, Mayday.
Go off,
Will Robinson, SOS. But that was that. And then I shared the video done by Ryan Williams of people swimming in the Reagan Street
that
underpass.
That was the swimming party I missed. I feel bad.
That was just out of control. Hey, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays before we look at the local celebrities. This guy is a very talented DJ and producer. No, that's not him. No.
Right.
And that's the trend in music nowadays, to have these DJs' names on songs.
Mm-hmm.
So DJ Zed is actually a guy.
Okay.
Who is not singing. Yeah, this is a girl named Foxes.
Okay.
And Zed has done things with Bieber, Ariana Grande. The guy's like a millionaire DJ.
He's been all over the place.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to DJ Zed, who is 32 years old today.
That's lovely. Happy birthday. Meanwhile,
let's go to the keyboards, shall we?
Yes.
Tickling the ivories for Toto, Steve Procaro.
Is that how you pronounce his name? I never knew.
Some people say Caro.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's Procaro.
Procaro.
Anyway.
Okay.
Steve is 64 years old today. All right, speaking of being in love, ladies, we may give you a moment or two. Mark Harmon is 70 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you
no
all
kidding.
About him, NCIS, dude?
Yeah, he's okay. He's a nice-looking guy.
What's it? Leroy Jethro Gibbs of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's
70.
Just, He's just okay to Lindholm?
No. He's fine.
I'm
trying to keep myself from being overly, you know.
Now he's fine, is he?
Overly gushy about it.
Okay. You won't gush over Terry Bradshaw. He is 73 years old. Absolutely love the guy.
I do, too.
I wish he lived next door to me.
I know.
Imagine what cookouts in his house.
He's so much fun. I mean, he just is. He doesn't even have to say anything. He's so much fun.
And founder of TMZ, Harvey Levin is 71.
He doesn't look it.
No, he doesn't.
My goodness.
How many times has he had his face done?
Honestly, he does not look it, really.
Well, anyway, happy birthday, Harvey, and stop complaining about Britney Spears.
Find
something else
Let
to talk
Britney
about.
Alone, okay?
All right, our local celebrities, we call them...
Birthday buddies.
Audrey Weiland from Penns Creek is 37 today.
Krista Diefendurfer from Lewisburg, 49 today.
You said that so well. Christine Reedy from Sunbury. I know her. She's 59.
Donald Noggle from Winfield, 59 today, too.
Happy birthday to Jan O'Hara. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I'm Irish. I don't know. Jan O'Hara from Middleburg is 54. Happy birthday.
Kathleen Nisley from Shamokin Dam today is 33.
Kristen Marcheski is lordy, 40.
Lori Johnson from Sunbury, 56 today.
Molly Carl from Catawissa turns 29 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Nicole Cattell, she's 35 today. Nicole.
Happy birthday to Shannon Long, 39 today.
Sonia Snyder is 60 today.
Happy birthday, Tara Russo from Northumberland. She's 38.
And Vicki Hackenberg from Mifflinburg is 49. That rhymes.
Yes.
Vicki Hackenberg from Mifflinburg. Ooh.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss. Thank you. Everybody's got a birthday. You can send them to us. You could use the Ford Fun Line. You could email. You could snail mail.
There are many ways.
There are so many ways.
There are.
You could even attach it to a carrier pigeon, and we'll get it in days.
I didn't think about carrier pigeon. That's different.
There's an idea that never gets old.
Yes. carrier pigeons for anything.
Each and every day at this time, it is...
Birthday Buddies.
On... The Morning Show, which is called Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, good news and a brush with stupidity we call And There It Is. Thanks for coming in, Lynn.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it immensely.
Steve Williams.
Beautiful sunshine. 57 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. So you got a kid that's obsessed with a TV show. That TV show is 911. Can't get enough of it. Well, that's okay. I guess that's okay. Especially when your kid ends out using some of the things that she saw on 911. To save lives in a burning building. Now that's cool. The good news coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Two great stories and one local thing for this weekend. The two great stories are weird because it's an adult acting like a kid and a kid acting like an adult. First, the adult who decided he wanted to break a world record and he wanted to raise money. So he kind of did both on a bouncy ball.
First 2 miles, absolutely brilliant. I absolutely flew them. And then the fatigue starts to set in. I was saying to my work colleagues, I don't know what to do next. So I was saying, maybe I can hop. So I Googled it, and it came up with space hopping. So I thought, that's it, space hopping.
Space hopping is basically sitting on one of those big bouncy balls and going for space, right? Don't bounce up and down. Space, like forward movement, as in 14 miles in raising a lot of money, David Kay, for local charity. That's cool. Now, what if you have a teenage kid who's addicted to that show 911? That show's a cool show. All right. 14-year-old Lily Swanson was watching the show a little bit too much, her parents thought, until a fire broke out in her apartment building. She rescued several people from the building and their pets, including her own dog. Lily, you are amazing. And that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That's good news. That's great news. Let the kids watch TV, right? Hey, here's some more great news. Coming up this weekend, a chance for you to go to an art show. Now, maybe you're like, well, that art shows aren't me. This one will be, and it's going to be a great time for a great cause. Brantley's Art Show happens at the Willowstone Farm, and that is at 100 Cedar Run Lane, Mifflinburg, if you want to punch that into your GPS, all right? All right. You can create your own art, which would be really neat, with this little boy named Brantley, who's just adorable. He loves art, too. So go and make some art with Brantley or buy some existing art. Enjoy the food, the entertainment. And it all helps the Brantley Herman Family Fund to help with Brantley's medical bills. Now that, my friends, is good news. WQKX. If your local group has good news, feel free to send it to us. We like to tell everyone about good news with Morgan in the Morning. So jealous of you people who saw Switchfoot at Spyglass this past weekend while I had to do something called being father of the bride.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. Maybe she handled this the right way. Maybe she handled this the wrong way. A woman in Portland created a PowerPoint presentation to sit her parents down and explain her new job. The problem is her new job is a stripper.
What this secret does mean. I'm talented, I'm cool, I'm powerful, okay? Mm-hmm. What this secret does not mean. I'm pregnant or in danger. Drum roll. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm a stripper! Really? So first you might be thinking, why? It's a positive environment, and I can express myself safely. It's a performance, the theatrics, if you will.
I really appreciate you being forthright.
Yeah. About that new job,
every
honey.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
I've got three daughters. No. I just mentioned one of them just got married last weekend. The other two? One's an actress. No, I don't want to hear that ever. News is coming up next. A check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. Viral comedy next hour and a lot more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 58 now and sunshine high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, yeah, gender reveal parties. They're always so creative until it's one of those TikTok challenges and somebody gets hurt. Look out! Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! We'll talk about it coming up with viral comedy and give you a chance to look at it, but you'll hear it before you Google it. It's Morgan in the Morning on the way to work.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Just got word the Bloomsburg Area School District is now closed. They were on a two-hour delay. Bloomsburg now closed. All the information you need at WKLK.com. That's our news radio station. They're doing roads that are closed, schools that are closed, schools that are delayed. It's all there at WKOK.com. Heading to the Ford Fun Line, Mount Carmel. How much rain did you get?
Too much.
yeah, too much. Definitely too much. You didn't get a basement full or anything like that, did you?
Well, actually, I live in an apartment building on the top floor.
Oh, so, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I live on the sixth floor.
Oh, okay.
But when I looked out my window, I see the east side of Mount Carmel, and I couldn't even see the mountain.
Yeah, it was raining that hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked like a whiteout.
Yeah, and we're not talking about Penn State football either. I mean, a real whiteout, snow, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was raining so hard, it looked like it was snowing. You're right. Wild. Wild time in the coal region yesterday, right?
Great.
Well, you have yourself a good day, and thanks for listening.
And you too. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. Well, it's nice to hear from people. Well, they've been checking in. And again, you people on Facebook, yesterday I asked you to post things up. Amazing. The winner of the day had to be Ryan Williams with his Facebook Live from the Reagan Street underpass, which had become the community pool. The people jumping off the banisters into that murky brown, disgusting water. Wow. More power to you, Pete.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, log on to this one or listen now and log on later as you drive to work. Gender reveal parties. All right, they're all going viral. And sometimes when they combine a gender reveal with a TikTok challenge, it can be a little weird. The milk crate challenge to reveal if it's a boy or a girl, the dad to be crawling up the milk crates. This can't end well. Uh-oh, look out! It's blue dust. I guess it's a boy. It's a boy, yeah. Everyone's excited, except for the dad-to-be, who's unconscious.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Careful now, huh? Tom's top list still to come, and this one should be interesting. The top five things we'll miss about summer. Flash flooding isn't one of them. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
All right, summer's just about over, right? We've got an all 80s and 90s weekend coming up, Labor Day weekend. Bowie and Iggy there getting you in the mood. I'd love me a good 80s, 90s weekend. And then what? After Monday, it's over? Well, the weatherman certainly doesn't, like, put an end to seasons. That's for sure. We're probably going to have stinking hot jungle weather with afternoon thundershowers. Like until October. I hope not. I certainly hope not. But here are the top five things in a new survey, Tom's top list of the day. The top five things we're going to miss about summer. Number five, eating ice cream. What? Can't you eat ice cream all year round? And number four, barbecues. Okay, I'm that guy that still cooks on the grill when it's snowing out. But you don't eat outside, that's for sure. Number three, summery fruit. Okay. Including menu items that have summery fruit in them. Okay, kind of hard to find a cantaloupe, locally grown, or a honeydew in winter. I get it. Number two, wearing fewer layers of clothes. Yes. The reason why I hate summer heat. There's only so many layers I'm wearing, and you don't want to see me naked. I mean, come on. In the wintertime, put on a shirt, put on a sweater, put on a hoodie, and then put on your winter coat. So, yeah, I believe in that. But the number one thing we miss about summer is just the overall warmer weather. Oh. Other things like pineapples, popsicles, slushies, cherries. Homegrown corn, coconuts, and seafood. Also farther down the list, mosquitoes did not make the list. Well, let me tell you something. They're on my list. Tom's top list of the day. On the way, news, a check on sports and AccuWeather. And in the next few minutes, I'm in the mood, before summer is over, I'm in the mood for a good old-fashioned block party. Details coming up. Morgan in the Morning. Sunny and 59 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45. Are you ready for a holiday weekend? I mean, you know, we got Flashback Friday tomorrow, but then it's a long 80s, 90s holiday weekend. And it's got me in the mood for a good old-fashioned block party. Details coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I got to be honest with you. Yesterday's rain, when it was raining as hard as it did all day, like late in the afternoon, and it was steady for like an hour or two, I looked out my recording studio window and I thought, This is scary. And I rolled all the way back to 1972. Now, probably before you were born. Okay. But if anyone does remember, Hurricane Agnes of 1972, they remember the destruction. Now, I'm not taking away from you people with a basement full of water or a small pond in your front lawn or the weird and wonderful things that happened at the Reagan Street underpass yesterday. I shared the video. The pictures I took in Point Township, the Ridge Road log flume now open, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not taking away from that. But 1972 was scary. I was a 13-year-old kid and I lost everything. My entire house was destroyed. My brothers and sisters, my mom and dad, my dog, piling into the family station wagon and leaving the house thinking, this isn't any big deal. Maybe a basement full of water. I remember my dad bringing the laundry up and putting it on the kitchen table, saying, you know, just in case the water gets deep down there. And then weeks later, days later, when the water went down, weeks later, when they let us into town, the house was gone. Everything. It was terrible. A terrible feeling. For those of you who know me, they know it resonated for decades. I raised three children on not loving material things. Don't get caught up in the material world because, trust me, it could be over. In my office here at the radio station, I have a Little League uniform jersey in a frame hanging on my wall. If anybody asks me, what's up with that? Was that your jersey that you wore in Little League? I say, yeah, that was my jersey. Number 9 for Ted Williams. I wore it. But the true story is it was the last thing, the only thing that survived my childhood because I was wearing it on my back when we were evacuated from Wilkes-Barre. So imagine, you have to put your whole life back together, right? You have to put your whole life back together, and you do it. And on the first anniversary of Hurricane Agnes, you have a block party. It was a brand new neighborhood because my house was gone from the old neighborhood. My whole neighborhood was gone. So we moved into a new neighborhood, and they too had survived devastation, like 20 feet of water. 15 feet, depending on where you were on the block. So they threw an old-fashioned block party, and it was a blast. I mean, it was a blast. I never saw people dancing in the street before. You know, it was really something. The summer of 1973. Now, this sounds like a story I should be telling on Flashback Friday, and maybe I'll retell it in a briefer form tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, you can't beat a good old-fashioned block party. Now, this has nothing to do with devastation and flooding, but there's a good old-fashioned block party coming to Norrie this Sunday. And if you had a basement full of water or you got a pond in your front lawn, you're going to want to just drop it all, forget about it, and head into Norrie along, wait for it, Water Street. It starts early in the morning with a 5K. Our very own Mark Stevens will be running in that. That should be really cool. And then, that starts at about 9:30, 10. And then at 11, here come the crafters and the vendors and the food trucks. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And then the live entertainment starts at about noon. My girl, Senora K, the Ann Kerstetter Band. There's just a lot going on right until like 10 o'clock at night. The whole party wraps up with Kinsey, another local favorite. So, you know, I don't want to harken back to flooding and a key point of my life in the 70s. I want to have a block party that's all fun. So here I am, September 5th, Sunday, 2021. Let's party together. Morgan in the morning, some final thoughts still to come. Will we ever see STP at Spyglass? I got good vibes on next year.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom Webb tried so hard for Stone Temple Pilots this year. Maybe next year. Yesterday I was in Lewisburg, and I talked, I saw people in Lewisburg that, you know, it was pouring raining, but we were all kind of laughing and having fun in the rain, I guess. But we talked about Spyglass, and it just keeps getting better and better. And the small posse I had going at the Lewisburg Pharmacy said, yeah, can't wait till next year. Well, we still have a few shows left, including Cheap Trick next weekend. Get the Let Out the week after, and Third Eye Blind to wrap up the season. We'll be talking about that coming up. Hey, we wrap up the show today with some final thoughts, like I usually do. Social media is just jammed with all everybody's thoughts on Afghanistan and the war and what we did right and what we did wrong. We need to remember this war has been going on for 20 years, okay? It's not the current president's fault. It's not the last president or the guy before him or the guy before him. President Bush started this 20-year war, and it's finally over with. It wasn't a winnable war. Neither was Korea. Neither was Vietnam. All the Americans that died in Korea, Vietnam, and Afghanistan, and they still are what they are, and we still are who we are. Check it out in history. Study history. Today is National VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, the day the Allied forces declared victory over Japan and the end of World War II, a war we won. The official signing of Japan's surrender took place today in history in 1945. Chad Evans is next. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.